The medical term for Uta's response is depersonalization. Anyone who deals with traumatized men, women, or children is sooner or later confronted with blank stares and absent minds, the outward manifestation of the biological freeze reaction. Depersonalization is one symptom of the massive dissociation created by trauma. Stan's flashbacks came from his thwarted efforts to escape the crash, cued by the script, all his dissociated, fragmented sensations and emotions roared back into the present. But instead of struggling to escape, Uta had dissociated her fear and felt nothing. I see depersonalization regularly in my office when patients tell me horrendous stories without any feeling. All the energy drains out of the room, and I have to make a valiant effort to keep paying attention. A lifeless patient forces you to work much harder to keep the therapy alive, and I often use to pray for the hour to be over quickly. After seeing Uta's scan, I started to take a very different approach toward blanked-out patients. With nearly every part of their brains tuned out, they obviously cannot think, feel deeply, remember, or make sense out of what is going on. Conventional talk therapy in those circumstances is virtually useless. In Uta's case, it was possible to guess why she responded so differently from Stan. She was utilizing a survival strategy her brain had learned in childhood to cope with her mother's harsh treatment. Uta's father died when she was 9 years old, and her mother subsequently was often nasty and demeaning to her. At some point, Uta discovered that she could blank out her mind when her mother yelled at her. 35 years later, when she was trapped in her demolished car, Uta's brain automatically went into the same survival mode. She made herself disappear.